105 FM and RadioAxis.org, Bismarck, Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh Haugen. Here on Park Talk, it's an interview program where we talk to some of the great employees from the Bismarck and Mandan Park districts and all the great things that are going on there. This is a Mandan edition of Park Talk, and so Bill...
Ashford,
okay. This is a Mandan edition of Park Talk, so Bill Ashford, Facility Supervisor from the Mandan Park District, is here with me. Thanks for coming in, Bill.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So your title is Facility Supervisor. What does that mean? Which facilities do you supervise?
I'm the Facility Supervisor for Aquatics. I run Raging Rivers in the summertime, and then I run the Mandan Aquatics Center year-round.
And so most of the questions that I have for you today are ice-related. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, because water freezes.
So I guess that's considered an aquatic in the winter, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm running the warming houses in the wintertime as an add-on to the aquatic center.
So warming houses, that's kind of the first main thing that I want to talk about. Is there more than one in this city? Where are they at? Which parks?
The warming house is at Legion Park. In Mandan, it's the only actually warming house we have. We do have other ice facilities that are outdoors, but we do have just the one warming house where we have it attended from 5 to 9 Monday through Friday and 1 to 9 Saturday and Sunday.
So are they open now? I don't know if the ice is ready or anything like that, but are the warming houses open?
They're not open. We expect them to be open probably, hopefully, the third week in December, right about the time school breaks for the winter. Right now, it's not always conducive to make ice because, like, today's temperature is going to be 35 degrees. So,
right. So just because there's a lot of snow doesn't necessarily mean that there's a lot of ice. Think about it just like you would ice fishing.
Exactly.
If someone who ice fishes... Just because it's been cold for a couple of days doesn't mean that there's enough ice there.
Correct. You know, you got to build your base first and then, you know, get that to freeze in the ground and then build up layers and layers and layers. And pretty soon you have skatable ice.
Are the warming houses always open day round? You mentioned the hours already. So the hours are?
The hours are Monday through Friday from 5 to 9. Saturdays and Sundays we open 1 to 9. But they're not always open because we might have really, really extreme cold temperatures, or we might have warm temperatures, which creates then soft ice. We also might have staffing issues. Any number of factors can go into whether or not we're able to open the warming house.
So even during regular hours, they could possibly be closed.
Absolutely.
And so how do people find out if that's closed without driving there themselves?
The best way to do it would be to call my phone number. It's area code 701-663-3118, and that'll be updated daily, and if weather conditions change, you'll be updated hourly.
Some people should call you if they want to find out if the warming houses are open. Are there any conditions, you said warm temperatures or extreme cold temperatures, are there any conditions where it's super obvious that it's going to be closed?
Yeah, if it's starting to snow, if we skate snow into the ice, it'll wreck the ice. If it has snowed 2 or 3 inches, and you see that the streets aren't plowed, that type of thing. We will probably be among the last to be plowed out. Obviously, the streets have to be done first, then the parking lots, and then the paths and the ice.
So there's some pretty common sense conditions that would say that the warming houses will be closed and the ice isn't available. But one more time, what's the phone number people should call?
701-663-3118, and you'll end up in my voicemail, which will have the update in my "Hi, you've reached me" greeting.
There you have it. This is Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name's Josh Haugen. Bill Ashford, Facility Supervisor for the Mandan Park District, is my guest today on this Mandan edition of Park Talk. You already touched on it before. Are there other outdoor ice surfaces in Mandan, and where are those at?
Yeah, we've got an ice surface at Borden Harbor Park down by the Missouri River, and KC Park, which is centrally located near downtown Mandan. And then we've always got the Starian Sports Complex, where we do also offer free skating on various days.
You mentioned the hours of the warming houses and what will cause those to close. Are there hours on the ice itself, or can people, if they have their own skates and they don't need to be in a warming house or anything like that, can they just go skate at any time of day?
The park hours are 10 p.m. until sunrise, and so those are generally closed park hours. Then we will have it basically open, and it'll be free time. But if you need somewhere warm to go in and change, or you need to, you know, warm up while you're out there, otherwise, during the daytime, it is free and open ice.
You said that the season will start about third week of December as school breaks for winter break. Is there a point in time where you project the season to end, or is that just too hard to think about?
We generally shoot for President's Day weekend. If we can extend it a little more than that, great. If the weather is extending winter for us, then we can extend the ice. If it's miraculously 85 degrees on President's Day, we might have to shut the ice down.
Are there skates available for people to rent, or is it just bring your own skates, BYOS?
It is bring your own skates. It is not, we don't have a rental system. We just have someone manning the building, providing some general supervision, some basic first aid if needed, which we hope that's not.
Well, Bill, that's about all the questions that I have for this edition of Park Talk, this man edition of Park Talk. Is there anything that we missed that you want to get out about some of these outdoor rinks and the warming houses?
Nope. Other than the ice is there, please use it. We want to provide a service, and hopefully that you use it, and we can continue to provide it for you.
Okay. And one more time, where can people go for information, website, phone number for warming house information?
MandanParks.com will get you to our general information and our general webpage. Phone number for me to get to the ice conditions, 701-663-3118.
Great, Bill. Well, thanks for coming in. I know the season's just starting to ramp up for you. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
This has been Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. Park Talk airs every Monday at noon, as well as podcasts on our website at radioaccess.org. Click the podcast button on the homepage, and you'll find this episode and all past episodes of Park Talk right there. Thank you for listening to this edition of Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5.